This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police say the suspect in a deadly Christmas parade crash in suburban Milwaukee was in a domestic disturbance just minutes before he killed five people and injured 48. The Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson said Monday that there's no evidence the man knew anyone in the parade. 39-year-old Brooks of Milwaukee, Daryl Brooks Jr., had left the site of the domestic disturbance before officers arrived. It was not being chased by police at the time of the crash, according to the chief, who gave no further details on the dispute. Police said that they were drawing up five charges of intentional homicide against Brooks. Ethiopia's Nobel Peace Prize-winning prime minister says that he will lead his country's army from the battlefront beginning Tuesday, a dramatic new step in a devastating year-long war. Abiy Ahmed said that this is a time when leading a country with martyrdom is needed. With the rival Tigray forces moving closer to the capital, his government has this month declared a state of emergency. An estimated tens of thousands of people have been killed in a war between Ethiopian and allied forces and fighters from the country's Tigray region. The United States and others warn that Africa's second most populous country could fracture. Former South Korean military strongman Chun Doo-hwan, who crushed pro-democracy demonstrations in 1980, has died at the age of 90. Officials say he died Tuesday morning after suffering a cardiac arrest at his home. Seized power in 1979 in a military coup and ruled South Korea for about 8 years. He brutally suppressed pro-democracy protests and detained tens of thousands of people to consolidate his grip on power. This is VOA News. An American man filed a lawsuit alleging the U.S. government Monday held him for more than a month in immigration detention, even though he was a U.S. citizen. 61-year-old Brian Buchel sighed and sued in federal court, alleging he was unfairly kept in an immigration detention facility when he should have been freed after serving a prison sentence in California. Buchel, who was born in the British Virgin Islands, was transferred to the custody of U.S. immigration authorities in June 2020 after serving a sentence for assault and possession of a firearm, according to Asian Americans Advancing Justice Asian Law Caucus, one of the organizations representing him. The foreign ministers of Iraq and Sweden on Monday discussed the situation of Iraq asylum seekers in Europe during a visit of Sweden's foreign minister, Ann Lind. Lind said that the use of human beings for political purposes in Belarus is unacceptable and thanked Iraq for taking concrete steps to address the crisis. Hundreds of Iraqis returned home Thursday from Belarus after abandoning their hopes of reaching the European Union. Repatriation that came after tensions at Poland's eastern border, where thousands of migrants became stuck in a cold and soggy forest. The West has accused Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko of using the migrants as pawns to destabilize the 27-nation bloc in retaliation for its sanctions of its regime. Attorneys made a final push to persuade their jury in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old black man who was fatally shot last year while running in Georgia. Prosecution said Monday in closing arguments that three white men chased Arbery solely because he was a black man running down the street. The defense repeatedly blamed Arbery for his own death. A defense attorney for the man who fired the fatal shot said Arbery was killed as he violently resisted a legal effort to detain him to answer questions about burglaries in the neighborhood just south of Port City of Brunswick. Closing arguments were to resume Tuesday morning. U.S. President Joe Biden's announced that he's nominating Jerome Powell for a second term as Federal Reserve Chair, endorsing Powell's stewardship of the economy through a brutal pandemic recession in which the Fed's ultra-low rate policies helped bolster confidence and revitalize the job market. Biden also said he would nominate Leo Brainard, the lone Democrat on the Fed's Board of Governors and the preferred alternative to Powell for many progressives, as vice chair. There's more at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.